stance. The dice roll every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while. We'll roll in that D percentile.
Hey Dave, Spencer here. Very interested to hear your impressions of how Black Hack is going. I don't know if it's my lack of experience as a gamer, but I certainly didn't pick up on the fact that we were perhaps giving you hooks and filling in the gaps of your mystery. Also, had no idea that we were on the verge of entering a dungeon. And didn't miss the lack of any combat there either. I thought it was a very interesting session. Brap is certainly preoccupied with how things went with the Cobbler's Guild. He's a bit disgruntled about that. And I think he might have some plans for those guys. We'll have to see how that pans out. Anyway, great episode. Take care.
Thanks for this, Spencer. I appreciate the call in. You guys have been very positive indeed about the Black Hat game, and I'm really enjoying running it. I feel sufficiently confident to maybe just flash a little bit of ankle. So here's a glimpse for you. The Lord's wife, the situation with the Lord's wife, that was not what I had written in my notes. What was sort of confirmed by an NPC towards the end of that session was not what I had written in my notes. So I'm listening to you guys speculating, suggestions are made, questions are asked that imply that you're expecting a particular kind of answer. Then you've got this option, you know, you look at your notes, something different is written down there, and you can say, you know, if you are just thinking, this is my story, they're discovering it, Here's what's written on my notes, then, you know, you can either look forward to the point where that false lead is going to be frustrated, or you can, you know, if the speculation is going in the right direction, you can have a kind of private ding-ding moment, well done, a moment where you privately congratulate the players for working out what's written in your pad. But that is kind of a private moment because the story continues. So I try and treat moments like that where I hear the players speculate something that isn't written down, and I treat each of those individually and on its own merit, and I try and think, obviously not always explicitly or at any great length, but I do try and go, right, what's the most fun thing that can happen here? Is it more fun that this speculation is frustrated? Often it is quite a lot of fun if the reveal is somehow more interesting than what's been speculated. It's quite a lot of fun to frustrate the player's speculations. Or is it fun to eventually confirm this speculation even though it wasn't what I had planned? Sometimes it's a lot of fun. Sometimes, you know, you want to reward the players for imaginatively coming up with something which was better than what you had written down. It's quite possible that that will happen a lot of the time. You just got to be prepared to get your pencil out and put a bit of a line, just a little line through what you had in your notes and replace it with something else. Sometimes it's fun to do that. And then, you know, you've got your third option. Is it more fun to sort of take a bit of what they've suggested and maybe subvert it back into the direction that you had in mind for the story? I'm not going to tell you which one of those occurred at that particular time. Well, yeah, no, I'm giving something away. That absolutely wasn't how I had it written down in my notes, but it seemed fun to follow the story in that direction. There you go. So there's a little bit of D percentile GM ankle for you. I'm going to add a bit to that. And this is, I can't remember his exact wording, but this is what Mike Shea in the Return of the Lazy DM, this is what he means when he says, look, nothing is in the world, nothing's in the game, you know, nothing's in the world, nothing's real until it is introduced into a game session. So a lot of the important things that I think the DM needs to keep track of is what's actually come up in the session, in the discussions? What details have you actually introduced? And of course, any clue or item that you've introduced, you may have intended to introduce to signify some particular event or fact. But until that event or fact is introduced into play, it's not real. It's not there yet. So your tracking is not so much about tracking notes and details that you never introduced yet into the sessions, but about tracking which of your notes has actually become real in the session and what else has become real, either on the fly or at the suggestion of the players, that is also interesting. That's part of my planning. It's why I take stock. I take stock not only of what I've written down, but of which of those things actually made their way into play. And what fun things could emerge from the actual facts of play rather than what I've got in my notes. So quite often, from one week to the next, I'll abandon a subplot or a world event that I had in mind. Maybe I'm giving too much away here, because it just doesn't seem as interesting now as another subject or world event which has presented itself off of the facts that have emerged in play. And that requires a particular kind of approach. It requires a particular kind of approach to tracking how the game is going in the sessions. It requires a real readiness to burn a lot of your thinking. All of that stuff, all of those ideas, they're still there. You still wrote them down. You still had them. You maybe use them later. They'll maybe come back. So you'll notice as the weeks go on, you've got these various themes, motifs, rumours, omens, portents running from session to session, which all imply that there's a bigger story, that there are some more significant events going on in the world which are waiting to be discovered. And I've got ideas from week to week about what these portents are indicating, what they're pointing towards, but I change my mind from week to week about exactly what those bigger themes, those bigger events are. I definitely think I've been too saucy now. I've shown too much, so I'm dropping the skirt abruptly.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.